abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides with me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the hand of God in all my life I see. And the reason of my bliss, yes, the secret all is this, that the Comforter abides in me. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And once my heart was full of sin, once I had no peace within, heard how Jesus died upon the tree. And then I fell down at his feet, and there came a peace so sweet. Now the Comforter abides in me. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And he is with me everywhere, and he knows, amen. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free, for the Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. Amen. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And there's no thirsting for the things of the world, they've taken wings. Long ago I gave them up, and instantly all my night was turned to day, all my burdens rolled away. Now the Comforter abides in me. Amen. He abides, he abides. Amen. Thank you, Lord. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. On the chorus together. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. And I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. And he is with me everywhere, and he knows my every care. I'm as happy as a bird and just as free. Amen. Spirit has control. Jesus satisfies my soul. The Comforter abides in me. All together now. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. I'm rejoicing night and day. Amen. Oh, praise the name of the Lord. Abides in me. Let's just clap it to him. Amen. On the chorus together. Oh, he abides, he abides. Hallelujah, he abides in me. Amen. I'm rejoicing night and day as I walk the narrow way, for the Comforter abides in me. Don't you just love him? Amen. I love him. He abides. He knows and he cares. He's with me everywhere. I just love that. We're just a happy people, the most happy people there are in the world. Amen. I love the Lord. Don't you? I'm happy to be here. I don't know of another place I'd rather be outside of glory than right here. Amen. You may be seated. God bless you this evening. What an honor and a privilege it is to be here with you, to fellowship around the word of the Lord. And tonight, we're just going to dive in and feed on the word of the Lord and come to the Lord's table and just come and dine and just feed on that word and just appreciate this message. And I just wanted to make a little correction. I got to thinking about it last night and I just had it on my heart. It wasn't anything that Brother Joseph told me to do. He didn't come and tell me to do anything of that nature. It's just I had it on my heart that I knew that he goes to prayer 20 minutes before service, and it would just be something special for this church as a people to just go to prayer with him at that same time. I just thought it would be such a blessing. And tomorrow morning, I know tonight at 7:40 tonight, we're still probably going to be hearing this tape. And so, you know, just breathe a silent prayer, maybe, you know, to the Lord for him. But tomorrow morning, we're not going to have service. It won't be till 5 o'clock. So we got the time. We can go at 10:40 our time. He'll be in prayer for that service tomorrow morning there in Beaumont. And he didn't tell me to do it. And I don't want to get in trouble, but I just felt like, hey, if I'm going to get in trouble, I'm going to get in trouble for that. I just think it would be a real blessing for the bride to come together and pray at the same time. I really believe it. The Lord would be pleased with it. I really do. I believe it. So we love Brother Joseph, and I just appreciate him. Amen. Praise the name of the Lord. This Agape tour, I'm so excited about it. I just believe it's going to call the bride. I believe it's going to finish the work. I really do. I'm just looking forward to going home. Aren't you? Amen. Amen. Thank you. I know the message is long, and I really want to sit down right away, but I've had this testimony on my heart. I just want to share it with you. It's been on my heart all day, and I just got to share it with you. I was speaking with some of the brothers here not long ago, and I just said, Brother Joseph, could I give this testimony? And I told him before about it, and he knew about it, but I just would like to share it with you just to encourage you just a little bit. About a year ago, one of my best friends, his dad called me and he said, Samuel, he says, have you heard about William? I says, no. He says, it's life and death. And he says, if the Lord doesn't do something for him, he's not going to be with us. It was very solemn to me. He says, would you go to Brother Joseph and ask for prayer? I says, yes, sir. And I begin to think about it. Here's a young man, two children, a wife, and they've had so many things going through their life. And now this, it's unthinkable of his age anyhow. And so I texted Brother Joseph, told him about it. He texted me back. He says, I'll pray for him. Well, maybe a week later, I got the text back. He says, the Lord's healed me. The Lord's given me a touch. And he went forward. And so I'd kept in touch with him a little bit. And he was doing well. And so, praise the Lord. I'm just moving on, you know. Thank the Lord that he's still here. And the Lord does that. And I appreciated it. Maybe 5 months ago, his dad called me again. He says, Samuel, he says, William's a walking dead man.
and the doctors can do nothing for him. Would you go to Brother Joseph? I says, yes, I will. I saw Brother Joseph, I don't remember how many times. I saw him many times. Every single time since that phone call, it was always to the dot. One, two, three, that's about the meeting. That was it. Meeting's over. We're moving on. There was no gaps. There was nothing. And I began to pray about it. And I just thought, Lord, it's on my heart. This is a very needy request. And I can't, everything about these meetings was about that meeting. And I could not break that. Hope you understand what I'm saying. I could not break the meeting into something else. I had to stay within the guidelines of that meeting. And I began to pray about it. And I just thought, Lord, what can I do? There is no opening. I waited for every moment. I could not get one single moment. And it was very urgent. I began to pray, and it was a nighttime. I was coming home, and all of a sudden, it quickened to me. I got out my phone. I texted William. I says, William, I says, go get the tape, Possessing All Things. Remember when Brother Joseph played that tape here for us? About 5 months ago, 6 months ago, something like that. I says, go get that tape. I says, don't just go put on a tape. I says, prayerfully get that tape. Listen to that tape. That's the answer. That's just what came to me. And then the next day, Brother Joseph had played another tape after that particular tape. And I don't remember what tape it was, but he played that tape and that quickened to me again. I texted him again, William, you got to go hear this tape next. You got to do it. He said, okay, I will. A week later, it was on a Saturday. I was like, I wonder what happened to William. I wonder how he's doing. He calls me. It's a Saturday. He goes, Samuel, he says, I'm totally healed. He says, not only am I physically, am I totally healed, he says, but those tapes were tailor-made for me. He says, there was, it not only covered my physical condition, but many other issues in my life and in my family. It nailed every single one of those things. This message is tailor-made for us. I believe it with everything in me. I don't care what's wrong, whatever your condition is, financially, spiritually, whatever it is. I don't care what it is. This message tonight is tailor-made for you. And it's our approach. Get the people to believe you and nothing will stand before your prayer. It's got to happen. It will happen. I believe that with all of my heart. If we could just all stand now. We have some prayer requests. But we believe God's prophet. We believe that commission. And we know that all is well. We believe it with all of our heart. So let's just lift our hands to him and tell him, Lord, I love you so much. Thank you for sending Brother Branham to us with the word of the Lord. Thank you for the stored up food, Lord. Thank you for your word. You sent your word and healed your people. Lord, we love you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord, for you've provided everything that we have need of. And we love you, Lord, with all of our heart. We love you, Lord, and you see what I have need of. Thank you, Jesus, for giving it to me. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out. touch the Lord as he goes by. Heavenly Father, we love you, Lord. Lord, we want to give you praise and thanks for all that you are, all that you've done, all that you're doing, all that you will do, Lord. You can never fail. Thank you, Lord, for this message. Thank you for the messenger, Lord. Lord, we believe him. And Lord, we're under expectations, Lord, that whatever our need is, whatever it is, Lord, it's going to be met tonight. We're going to be fed on your word, Lord. The answer's on this tape tonight. Lord, it doesn't make any difference what the conditions are. Your word prevails. Lord, you're perfect. And you sent a perfect message, Lord, to restore us back, to give us our right mind, to give healing to our bodies, to give us a complete restoration, Lord, and to fill us with the Holy Ghost. And then, Lord, not only that, but to change these vile bodies that we are for a resurrection and a rapture, to give us rapturing faith, Lord. We love you, Lord. You've made the way. We appreciate you, Lord, with all of our heart, Lord. You saw every hand. You saw each request written down. Nothing too hard for you. You opened the Red Sea. There's nothing impossible with you, Lord. No matter what it looks like, we don't look at the conditions, Lord. By faith, we see what you said in your word. Lord, when Satan throws all the mud and all that, Lord, we know we're nothing. But your word said that we were redeemed. Lord, you've made the way. You said in Revelations, Lord, that you made us kings and priests, Lord. That's your work, Lord. You did it. We love you, Lord, with all our heart. We commit these requests. We commit every hand lifted, Lord. And Lord, tonight, his brother Joseph gets ready for this service tonight, Lord. Bless him, Lord. Encourage him, Lord. Just send your angel to him, Lord. Just wrap your arms around him, Lord, and just give him that strength, that comfort, everything that he needs, whatever it would be, Lord. If he's sick, heal him, Lord. Anoint him afresh with the Holy Spirit, Lord. Just do a work, Lord. I know you're with him, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. Bless your people, Lord. Bless your bride around the world, Lord. We look to you, Lord. You're the great Almighty God. We love you with all of our heart. We commit this service and everything, the remainder part of it, Lord, give us ears to hear. We love you, Lord. Now, it's just thinking, Lord, it's praying there, Lord, that our brother Billy Paul Branham, Lord, just give him a touch tonight, Lord. Just give him healing to his body, Lord. I don't know all the conditions, but Lord, you know all the conditions. You know all about it. And we just lift him up, Lord. Give him healing. Give him a touch, Lord. Just wrap your arms around him, Lord. Bless and be with him, Lord. We love you, Father. We ask it all in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Reach out
and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. He is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. Just sing one more time. Reach out and touch the Lord as he goes by. You will find he's not too busy to hear your heart's cry. And he is passing by this moment, your needs to supply. Reach out and touch the Lord as He goes by. Amen. You may be seated. You thankful to be here tonight?
Amen.
You ready to have some more revelation given to us?
Amen.
Let's just sing that song, Jesus, Hold My Hand. As I travel through this pilgrim land, there is a friend who walks with me. Leads me safely through the sinking sand. He is the Christ of Calvary. And this would be my prayer, dear Lord, each day to help me do the best I can. For I need Thy light to guide me day and night. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Land. Protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea, dear Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know He'll meet me there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, let me travel in the light divine, that I may see the blessed way. Keep me that I may be wholly Thine, and sing redemption songs someday. I will be a soldier brave and true, and ever firmly take my stand. As I onward go and daily meet the foe, blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Please, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. And when I wander through the valley dim towards the setting of the sun, lead me safely to a land of rest, if a crown of life I've won. I have put my faith in Thee, dear Lord, that I may reach the golden strand. There's no other friend on whom I can depend. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know I'll meet You there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Again, oh Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by Thy power. Hear my feeble plea, oh Lord, look down on me. And when I kneel in prayer, I know You'll meet me there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Oh, Jesus, hold my hand. I need Thee every hour. Oh, through this pilgrim land, protect me by thy power, and hear my feeble plea. Oh, Lord, look down on me, and when I kneel in prayer, I'll know I'll meet you there. Blessed Jesus, hold my hand. Amen. Are you glad he meets you there?
It,
you know, I was practicing that song and I kept on saying, I hope I'll meet you there. That's not our case. When we go to the Lord, we know that he's going to meet us there. So, amen. Well, I'd like to maybe sing another little song, What a Day That Will Be. And it's just a beautiful song. Just looking forward to that time when we go up to see him. Oh, there is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, and no more tears to dim the eye. All is peace forevermore on that happy golden shore. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace, when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Sorrow there, no more burdens to bear, no more sickness, no pain, and no more parting over there. And forever I will be with the one who died for me. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. Sing it to him. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And then he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. On the course. Oh, what a day that will be when my Jesus I shall see. And when I look upon his face, the one who saved me by his grace. And when he takes me by the hand and leads me through the promised land. Oh, what a day, glorious day that will be. And God is so good. God is so good. He's so good to me. answers prayer. He answers prayer. Oh, He answers prayer. He answers prayer. He's so good to me. God is good. God is so good. God is so good. Oh, God is so good. He's so good to me. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. Oh, He saved my soul. He's so good to me. God is good, and let's stand. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. God is so good.
He's so good to me. And He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He saved my soul. He's so good to me. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we welcome You into this service, Lord. Just take full control, Lord. We come to Your table, Lord. We just want a feast, Lord. Lord, we just want to feed on all of it, Lord. Feed us. We thank You for it. Amen. It's only belief. All things are possible, only believe, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Only believe. Amen. You may be seated. We turn the service now to God's servant and prophet, Brother William Marion Branham, with the message Revelations chapter 4, number 2. God bless you.
So glad to be